to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, June 17th, 2018, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who had a kind of difficult childhood. He was one of those kids who gets every ailment that a kid can get. And so he spent a lot of his childhood indoors at home being kind of sick. And he wasn't able to play with the other boys outside, and so he was kind of socially awkward. He became overweight from being indoors all the time, and so he was bullied by the other kids who called him Fat Freddy. Fat Freddy, who didn't really have any friends, who was socially awkward, and who was sick all the time. Not a great childhood. Well, you can imagine a lot of kids who are bullied like that become bitter and kind of loners and have a difficult time, but this boy took a different trajectory. He learned from his experience of being bullied, not bitterness, but compassion. And as he got to be a young adult and graduated from college, he decided that he was going to go into the ministry. He was going to give his life to God and to kind of practice compassion in the best way that he could imagine. But something happened that kind of took him in a different direction. Right around the time he was thinking about seminary, was the time when a new technology was becoming very popular. People were having televisions in their homes. And when he looked at television, he said, "This is an amazing medium." And when he looked at what was on television, he said, "This is a load of garbage. Like, it's just slapstick, people throwing pies in each other's faces. What if we could use this medium of television to do the kind of ministry that I would like to do, that I feel called to do?" And so he was ordained, but he was ordained to a specific kind of new evangelistic ministry on TV. Not maybe the kind you're thinking of, not the PTL televangelist ministry. Instead, Fat Freddy became Mr. Rogers and performed for years on television. Now, this was part of the wallpaper, I want to say, of my childhood, watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. If you ever watched it, a kind of odd and quirky show with puppets, including a puppet that he had had as a kid. Daniel Striped Tiger was his old sock puppet and became the star of this new children's television program. It was unlike anything else on television because it was not fast-moving, not high production values. One of the people who worked on the show said, if you were to design the absolute perfect kind of television show, all the elements that would make a great television show, we did the exact opposite of everything. It was a hokey, weird, quirky little show. But I was reminded of that show on Friday night. Susan and I went to see a new documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, all about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And I found it absolutely incredible, because I had taken that show for granted as just one of the parts of my childhood. But to go behind the scenes and to see the great depth of Fred Rogers was really amazing. He had studied and learned from the best child psychologists of his day, and he took that learning about child psychology and he merged it with his Christian faith and his desire to, in a way, preach the gospel of love and compassion using this new medium of television. It was a much more profound show than I ever realized. Perhaps you remember that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood tackled a lot of the issues of the day. His agenda was to help children to deal with the crises of life. So he did programs on divorce and on death, and he helped kids to come to grips with Bobby Kennedy's assassination and the Challenger disaster, every significant event that happened, he said, how are kids going to deal with this? Because they're being left out of the conversation, and he tried to find a way to help children to understand and deal with the difficult things of life as well. Well, I thought about Mr. Rogers when I read our gospel today about the mustard seed. The mustard seed, which is, as you may know, the tiniest and most insignificant of all the seeds. I mean, it is almost microscopic. And yet Jesus said it's the mustard seed that grows into this giant shrub that can provide shade for the birds to make their nests. This tiny seed becomes something amazing, and that is how the kingdom of God works. I think Fat Freddy was the mustard seed. Fat Freddy, who lived in Pittsburgh and had a really difficult childhood, but by God's grace was transformed into Mr. Rogers and was able to provide shelter for generations of young children, helping them to deal with life. I think too often we look at ourselves or we look at others and we imagine that they or we are just too insignificant, but we are mustard seeds, unable to amount to anything. We ingest some of the negativity of the world. I want to say, if you go to Won't You Be My Neighbor, if you go to that movie, bring Kleenex, because I cried through the whole movie, partly because I was in touch with my childhood, but it felt like a balm to my soul. You know, it's just been so difficult to read the news and to hear so many stories that are just so difficult, looking at the cruelty and the inhumanity of the world today, the just misery that's all over the place. And to watch that movie and to just be in the presence of such a gentle and loving and compassionate person who was a mustard seed becoming something greater was just balm for my soul. And it inspired me to think about the ways in which we too can be mustard seed people. How might we be called upon to share the love and compassion of Jesus Christ? We may not start a new television show, right? But what can we do? Sometimes it's literally gardening, right? We watch the beauty of nature and we tend it and we weed it. We've just done a big project in our backyard. It's taken us a year, and I won't tell you how much money to get everything just the way we want, but to watch those flowers grow and to see the miracle of God's creative power is amazing, right? It's inspiring to be a gardener and to see the beauty of creation. I think our calling is to be people who express and nurture and tend beauty and compassion and love. They are the antidotes to the inhumanity and cruelty of this world. Just thinking about all those kids at the border, and I'm not all for open borders and I'm not into the policy necessarily, but I was thinking about those kids and how are they going to hear from someone like Mr. Rogers? How are they going to know that they are loved and valuable just as they are, that they are miracles of God's creation made in God's image? Who's going to tell them that and give them the opportunity to grow into the mustard plants that will provide beauty and shade and nurture for the world? And where are the children in our lives, in our communities, and in our world who desperately need a Mr. Rogers today to show them that they are beautiful and worthy and lovable and created in the image of God? And how might we become little children again ourselves and be reminded that God loves us so much, as Mr. Rogers would say, just the way you are? I hope we can take in that message as we hear and receive the good news of God's love for us in the gospel, in the sacraments, and in the community of faith, and be empowered to share that message of love and compassion in the ways that we are able.